Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
You don't have to have a fast boat to trap lobsters. I mean, how fast can even a really quick lobster scuttle? So why would anybody want a fast lobster boat? Only a Game's Doug Trabue explains.
It's a bright, clear Saturday morning in Winter Harbor, a very small port in Maine, more than 3 hours north of Portland by land. At the far end of a straight track, several lobster boats, with partially open cockpits and low-slung sterns, line up with the starting boat. There's a man with a large, bright orange flag standing on the bow. When the boats pull into line, the flag drops, and the captains hit the throttle.
We're not to a friend. There he goes.
74 boats have registered to race today in the eighth of the Maine Lobster Boat Racing Association's annual nine-race schedule. I'm aboard the finish line boat, Easy Rider, near a tall buoy holding a red and white flag. Several people in race official t-shirts are preparing to record the order of each finish. There are some veterans on the crew, but it's the first time for a number of the officials, and some aren't even from Maine. At least two New Hampshire residents were recruited to join the crew during some pre-race festivities out on the town last night. Races last roughly 60 to 90 seconds. Winter Harbor's track is one of the longest and widest, so boats have the best chance of reaching their top speeds. Most boat names are painted on the transom or rear panel, so their large wakes make it hard to identify them as they pass by.
That's who's that? Okay, that's four. What's the other one? Green.
Maine Lobster Boat Racing Association President John Johansson says the first races were held in the early 1900s off the coast of Jonesport.
As far as history, there's no real accurate records of when they started. You know, going back and starting in the 60s and coming up is basically when we started racing like we do today.
The association now has 19 classes that separate gas engines from diesel and factor in horsepower and boat length. Some boats only enter in their home port. Others travel to all the races. Each division winner gets a plaque at the end of the season, but the local ports also offer prizes. Bushels of bait, new lobster traps, cash, and all of today's racers are entered in a drawing for 1,000 gallons of fuel. Winter Harbor's prizes were valued at more than $11,000 this year. Other harbors topped $20,000. But Winter Harbor Race Committee co-chair Chris Church says something much more important is at stake.
Bragging rights, that's the biggest part of it. You know, everybody comes down, it's a real good time.
For some racers, winning bragging rights is serious business. A number of boat owners tell me about pulling an all-nighter to replace parts, tighten heads, and even trade out engines. Other owners are just here to enjoy the camaraderie. There are plenty of entrants that finish at least 30 seconds off the pace, but everyone on board is smiling all the way. The rules require just a captain and one other person to be aboard, but some boats are weighed down with at least a dozen partygoers, all in life vests, just along for the ride and the good time. One racer takes a distant second-place finish in a two-boat race in stride.
Thank you.
There are fans along the shore and on pleasure boats around the track. Rich and Sonia Sobolewski and their children came from Marlton, New Jersey, and are on board the finish line boat. Rich likes the low-key approach to the event.
There's a feel to it that's personal. It's not commercialized racing. It reminds me of drag races at home on high school nights.
And how does a family from New Jersey end up with the best seats in the harbor?
Friend of a friend.
Got connections?
Yes.
On Sunday in Pemaquid, a village in the town of Bristol, Maine, the world's fastest lobster boat, Foolish Pleasure, is on hand for a $1,000 speed challenge during the last races of the season. But there's a bit of controversy. Owner Galen Alley of Beals Island was planning to break the local mark of 59.7 miles an hour.
So all season long, everywhere I went, I wanted to break their hometown speed records. Well, I didn't know that when I got up here that I was going to have to break my own speed record, not Pemaquid's speed record, but my own. And we went 64-1 in friendship, so it looks like we better go 64-2 if we plan on winning any money.
Unlike most of the boats, Foolish Pleasure is not a working lobster boat. Working boats often weigh several tons. Foolish Pleasure checks in at 2,300 pounds, including the engine. Allie's first run falls short at 61.1 miles an hour. Later, he wins his race, but the closest Foolish Pleasure comes to the record is 63.4. High fuel prices have hurt the industry and driven up the cost of other necessities like bait. Meanwhile, the retail price of lobster is down, and fishermen say lobster's image as a luxury item hurts sales when the economy is tight. Travis Otis is the vice president of Maine Lobster Boat Racing. He and his father, Keith, organized the races at Searsport, and they've invited me aboard First Team, a 36-foot working boat they built themselves. They're undefeated in the races they've entered this year and won the points title in Diesel Class H. Travis says at a tough time for the industry, the races are the perfect release.
When you spend 5 or 6 days a week with your head stuck in a trap, it's nice to get together with other people. We're in the same boat, really, and have a good time.
There are a number of long delays as we watch the early heats, something Keith Otis has come to expect.
Sometimes one never knows what they're waiting for. It's like watching paint peel. We're sitting here waiting for them to stage the next race, and I don't know what's happened to it.
Eventually, First Team is called to the starting line in a field of six with KE2, Taylor C., Porky's Revenge, Laura P., and Breezy Dawn. Travis Otis is at the helm and has warned me the turbo will take a few seconds to kick in. To our right, KE2 quickly pulls ahead of us by more than a boat length. Then, within seconds, Travis blasts us past the rest of the field. We cross the line with a comfortable lead at 35.7 miles an hour.
Well, that was pretty fun.
It's a long wait for a few seconds. If you see that piece of paint peel and then drop, you're there for it. But if you happen to be doing something else when it drops, then you don't know when it happened. That's lobster boat racing right there in a peanut shell. I mean, you sit around and wait and go through all the other races. You get that few seconds and you get that little bit of bragging rights. And, you know, KE2 put on a good show.
After the race, the boats are tied together in long chains extending from the dock. People cross from boat to boat, eating, drinking, and discussing the day's biggest prize, bragging rights. Winners and losers alike all seem happy to be here. Association President John Johansson says on very rare occasions, a non-fan will ask him, why bother racing?
I tell them that the reason that we go fast is because the lobsters are going faster, so we have to build bigger boats with bigger engines.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabu in Bristol, Maine.
Doug Trabu's story about lobster boat racing in Maine will be featured in this week's program. We'll also have a story about the Milwaukee Brewers, who seem to be headed for the postseason via the wild card route, and I'll be talking with ESPN's Tim Kirkjian about some of the other teams likely to earn additional playing time this fall. Our college football analyst Dan Wetzel will join me this week, just in time for the opening of the college football season. Ken Schulman will have the story of what happens at the Seeds of Peace camp when some pro basketball players show up. And we'll hear from some of you as well, especially those of you who were listening closely to last week's skit regarding the movie-making potential of Michael Phelps. So join us, and remember, you can always listen to the program at onlyagame.org.